Well, our next guest on Downtown set the hockey world on fire a couple of weeks ago as MVP of the NHL All-Star Game. He's had a pretty, I would say, more than eventful couple of weeks with that and an addition to the family, but he's making time for us this afternoon. John Scott, welcome to Downtown.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And congratulations on the addition to the family.
Yeah, it's been a wild couple of weeks, yeah, like you said.
Well, you're back now with the St. John Ice Caps, and with everything that's happened, and as quickly as it happened, has it all sunk in yet? Let's start with the All-Star Game and that whole experience.
Yeah, that was kind of a whirlwind, and I kind of had to put that on hold right away, because as soon as I was done with the game, I left the next day to go back home, and we had the babies a few days later. So I think now I'm starting to realize how crazy that whole weekend was, and trying to let it sink in a little bit. But slowly but surely, I'm starting to get my life back to normal.
Hi, John. This is Bruce Pratt. I wanted to ask you about the process of writing the wonderful article that you wrote in the Players' Tribune, which I mentioned to you off-air before. I think is spectacular, and I've assigned to my students. What was it like to be able to tell your story on that big a canvas?
It was nice. I went through a few weeks, even a month really, just reading all the articles that people were writing about me, and I just had to stop reading them because they were just, I don't know, they were so negative. I just didn't really like how it was being portrayed, and I just kind of got fed up, and my agent reached out to me, and he said, you can have this opportunity to talk to the Players' Tribune and kind of get your story out the way you want it to be told, and you can, you know, have total control of it. So I thought about it, and I just thought it was a good idea, and I went with it, and I worked with a few guys at the Players' Tribune. They helped me kind of piece together the story and this and that, and it turned out great, and I think it was the perfect kind of outlet for me.
Have you thought about writing other things? You're a very good writer. And does time traveling in the NHL and the AHL give you a chance to think about things you might write about?
Yeah, it's no, I've never thought about writing anything, so maybe in the future. But, yeah, you get a lot of downtime in the AHL and NHL, so you kind of have time to think about different career paths and different things you could do. But lately I've just been trying to focus on helping out the family back home and dealing with lots of stuff back home, so I haven't had much time to worry about writing.
We're talking with John Scott, the MVP of the National Hockey League All-Star Game. A couple of weeks ago, we had Dave Schneider from the Zambonis on, and we played the song that they wrote about you. Have you had a chance to hear that song?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
They put together a wonderful song called The Great Scott, all about really the article and then the experience. And it's pretty cool. Can we call that up? We'll call it up in a little bit and play some of that for you here. How about the All-Star gloves? Who got those?
They're sitting in my attic back home in Michigan. They are reserved to all the former equipment I've worn from all my former teams. I got a whole pile of it back home, so they will. I'll break them out this summer, maybe.
Now, I read again today that it sounds like folks are trying to fast track this idea of a movie about you. Are you involved in that at all?
Oh no, that's not me. I get an update every few weeks from my agent, and he lets me know what's going on. But I kind of like to keep my nose out of that.
John, if you could choose somebody to play you in a movie, who would it be?
That's the question of the week so far. I've been asked that a few times, and I don't know. It's such a weird thing. You can't really get a huge star, but I don't know. A guy like Vince Vaughn would be cool because he's taller and he likes hockey, and I think that'd be a good fit.
And so professionally, what's happening with you? You're back with the Ice Caps right now, but there's talk of perhaps another call-up coming soon?
Who knows? I'm back with the Ice Caps, just playing hockey and having fun. I'm not really anticipating a call-up or anything like that, so I'm just doing what I do, is playing hockey and just having fun.
Yeah, this is Bruce again. Last night when I was listening to the between-period interview that Raj did with you, you mentioned that anybody who's like shedding tears that you're in the AHL should realize that you're having fun doing what you love to do, and I thought that was probably the best thing the young people in sports could hear, that as long as you're getting paid and you're playing the game, life is good.
Absolutely. Like, I don't know what everyone thinks it's a terrible thing I'm down in the AHL, but it could be a lot worse. Like, I'm making decent money, really good money, actually, and I'm playing hockey and I'm having fun. You know, it could be better. My family could be with me, but, you know, such is life, and you got to deal with that. And if that's my biggest problem, then I'm okay.
Well, John, we want to play a little bit of this song for you. This is a band based in Connecticut that specializes in hockey rock, and they're called the Zambonis. And here's a little piece of the song they wrote about you just a couple of weeks ago. Give a listen. What do you think of that? That's called The Great Scott.
Pretty good, yeah. Very, very, very good. I like it. I'll have to look up the rest of it when we're done.
That's great stuff.
One of the things I did, when you said playing for fun, I got to see see when the Caps were in Portland last time and saw that, you know, you were having fun, even when an AHL referee tried to show up an NHL star. I liked the way he skated over the penalty box and looked at him like, no, I've been to the show, not you. I could tell that you still really love playing hockey. Is this something you hope your kids will grow up playing?
You know, it's I'll definitely expose them to it. They'll have skates and they'll play, but I'm not going to force it on anybody. If they want to play, they play. They'll definitely have the opportunity to. I'll put them in the leagues and stuff, but it wasn't forced on me, and I don't think really if you want to do something, you don't have to do it. I don't like forcing anything on anybody, but hopefully they play.
John, do you get all the buzz? Do you understand why people embraced your story so much and you became a hero in the eyes of so many people?
I kind of get it. It's just a different story. I think a lot of people can relate to me in a way where, you know, I'm just a normal guy kind of trying to work my way through things and just trying to do something that most people say I can't do. So I think people can relate to it in that way, and you can kind of grab onto the fact that, you know what, I had a hard time and worked through things and maybe root for the underdog a little bit. So I can see that.
Yeah, and I think the other compelling thing about your story is that you've got a fine academic background. You talked about how you thought you'd end up in a suit and tie working at GM. I think that's something that a lot of people also really can relate to. Here's a guy who's not just a professional hockey player and has the ability to do that and is a family person, but has another career waiting at another time if that's what he chooses to do. And have you heard that from people too?
Yeah, I just think people, like, I was never given anything, and I always never expected anything. So everything I've got, I really have appreciated. And I think people they like to hear when people are grateful and they are not given things. So I've heard a lot of people come up to me and say, you know what, we really appreciate, like, you working for things, and we're really pulling for you because you weren't given anything and stuff like that. So I'm just a normal guy when it comes down to it.
Well, John, we appreciate it. You've got a lot of fans here as well continuing to pull for you. We wish you continued success and happiness and really appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Yeah, it was fun.